Truth must be practiced in the life, February 14th. Let no man deceive you, he that doeth righteousness is righteous, even as he is righteous. Those who are looking for the revelation of Christ in the clouds of heaven with power and great glory, as King of Kings and Lord of Lords, in life and character will seek to represent him to the world. And every man that hath this hope in him purifieth himself, even as he is pure. They will hate sin and iniquity, even as Christ hated sin. They will keep the commandments of God, as Christ kept his Father's commandments. They will realize that it is not enough to acquiesce in the doctrines of truth, but that the truth must be applied to the heart, practiced in the life, in order that the followers of Christ may be one with him, and that men may be as pure in their sphere as God is in his sphere. There have been men in every generation who have claimed to be the sons of God, who paid tithes of mint and anise and cumin, and yet who led a godless life, for they neglected the weightier matters of the law, mercy, justice, and the love of God. The sons of God will not be like the worldling, for the truth received into the heart will be the means of purifying the soul, and transforming the character, and of making its receiver like-minded with God. Unless a man becomes like-minded with God, he is still in his natural depravity. If Christ is in the heart, he will appear in the home, in the workshop, in the marketplace, in the church. The power of the truth will be felt in elevating, ennobling the mind, and softening and subduing the heart, bringing the whole man into harmony with God. He who is transformed by the truth will shed a light upon the world. He that hath the hope of Christ in him will purify himself even as he is pure. The hope of Christ's appearing is a large hope, a far-reaching hope. It is the hope of seeing the King in his beauty, and of being made like him. He that abideth in Christ is perfected in the love of God, and his purposes, thoughts, words, and actions are in harmony with the will of God expressed in the commandments of his law. There is nothing in the heart of the man who abides in Christ that is at war with any precept of God's law. Where the Spirit of Christ is in the heart, the character of Christ will be revealed, and there will be manifested gentleness under provocation, and patience under trial. Little children, let no man deceive you, he that doeth righteousness is righteous, even as he is righteous. Righteousness can be defined only by God's great moral standard, the Ten Commandments. There is no other rule by which to measure character.